Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
Welcome to Red, White, and Blues, a program devoted to the blues, the rhythm and blues, all blues, and nothing but the blues. My name is Johnny Cox, and welcome to today's program. We have a very good program in store for you today. Today we're digging into the British blues. And what is British blues? Obviously it's blues from Britain and Scotland and Ireland. In the late 50s and mid 60s, blues kind of fell out of favor a little bit. But it really picked up over in over across the pond in England. And those guys really took it to a whole nother level. And in just a little bit, we'll get more into the details of that. But you think about the British blues guys like Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page and Gary Moore and Rory Gallagher. They really took it to the next level, changed the whole sound of it, maybe cleaned it up a little bit louder. But they really saved the blues in a way. And then, it came back, and then you got the guys like Joe Bonamassa and Stevie Ray Vaughan, and they pretty much revived it back in the States. But anybody playing blues today still owes a lot to the British blues players. And one of my favorite blues guys from over in England was Rory Gallagher, probably... one of the best guitarists ever. Many people haven't heard of him, but he's very important in the British blues history. Let's get right into it. Let's hear It Takes Time from Mr. Rory Gallagher.
Thank you. rooster, two lays and a crow for day. I am the little red rooster, two lays and a crow for day. Keep everything in the farmyard upset in every way. The dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark, hounds begin to howl. Watch out, strange camp people, little red roosters on the prowl. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. In the farmyard since my little red rooster's been gone.
That was Red Rooster from the Rolling Stones. And, you know, most people don't think of the Rolling Stones as blues artists, but that's how the band originated. They wanted to be a blues band. They actually named their band the Rolling Stones after a Muddy Waters song called I'm a Rolling Stone. And they were very heavily influenced by Howlin' Wolf. Matter of fact, they did a TV show in London, and Howlin' Wolf was in town. They said they wouldn't go on unless Howlin' Wolf went on stage with them. That's how influenced they were by American blues. And when they first went to the United States, they went to Chicago, and they went to Chess Records. And they met Muddy Waters, and they told him the story. And the funny thing about it was, this is right about the time when the blues was falling out of favor in the United States. And instead of Muddy Waters in their studio recording, he was actually painting the ceiling to make some extra money. So you think about that. You know, the blues had a pretty rough time in the early 60s. Before that, that was Mr. Roy Gallagher, It Takes Time. He's an Irish musician. He's really a guitar virtuoso, and he was tagged as the greatest guitar player you never heard of, and that's pretty funny. But he didn't have the crazy commercial success, but he was a major influence in the British Isles. And you think about the guitar players who were influenced by him. You think about Edge of U2, Slash of Guns N' Roses, Alex Lifeson of Rush, even the metal guys like Judas Priest and Def Leppard, Iron Maiden, of course, Gary Moore, and Joe Bonamassa and Eric Clapton. He's just a fantastic guitar player. If y'all research some Roy Gallagher sometimes, you'll find some fantastic music. Well, let's get right back into it right now. And how about another great British blues musician, Mr. Jeff Box, Mr. Jeff Beck himself with Matchbox. This is a live version.
Yeah, I'm sitting here wondering with a matchbox holding my glove. that a long way to go. Let me be your little dog till your big dog comes. Let me be your little dog till your big dog comes. When a big dog gets you, won't you show him how this little puppy dog? I'm sitting here wondering with a matchbox holding my clothes. Baby, I'm sitting here wondering with a matchbox holding my clothes. You got a long way to go. Right now. I'm an old farm boy, just a long, long way from home. I'm an old farm boy, just a long, long way from home. Everything I do is wrong.
That was Mr. John Mayall. John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. That was Speak of the Devil. John Mayall, he's considered the king of the British blues. You know, the John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, they had so many lineup changes, but they always had just the greatest guitar players. You think about it. Eric Clapton was their guitar player at one time. John McVie was their bass player. He was from Fleetwood Mac. Peter Green ended up going to Fleetwood Mac. And then there's Mick Fleetwood, the drummer for Fleetwood Mac. A lot of people didn't realize that Fleetwood Mac, you know, before they got Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, they were a true blues band. Mick Taylor from the Rolling Stones played with John Mayall. And, of course, a great guitarist in himself, Mr. Walter Trout. And all these guys ended up leaving John Mayall and had very successful careers. Before that was Mr. Jeff Beck with Matchbox Live. I believe that might have been Carl Perkins singing on there, but I'm not sure. He really had a groundbreaking style of playing the guitar. He really reshaped the boundaries of blues and jazz fusion. He was first came to be known as playing with the Yardbirds. He actually replaced Eric Clapton in the Yardbirds. And when he left, he was replaced by Jimmy Page, who ended up playing with Led Zeppelin. That's a pretty good lineup right there, too. And then he started the Jeff Beck Group, and he hired a singer named Rod Stewart. We all know who Rod Stewart is. And then Ronnie Wood was his rhythm guitar player, and he went on to play with the Rolling Stones and still a member of the Rolling Stones. And he was nominated for 17 Grammy Awards. That's pretty amazing. He won 6, and each one he won was for Best Rock Instrumental Performance. He had a very unique style. He used a lot of imagination. He used that whammy bar a lot. That's really what set him apart. And I don't think he ever used a pick. So he had a very good touch. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice, once with the Yardbirds and once as a solo artist. Rolling Stone magazine named him the 5th best rock guitarist of all time. That's a pretty good award right there. Well, you stick with us on when we come back. We're going to discuss a little bit of the history of the British blues, and we got a lot more music to come for you.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.